Welcome to our podcast, where today we embark on a fascinating journey through the intricate world of business, touching on pivotal developments from major global players like Amazon, exploring the unfolding drama within Lufthansa's corporate restructuring, diving into the crisis engulfing the British Post Office, scrutinizing Reddit's leap towards an IPO, evaluating Rolls-Royce's remarkable financial turnaround under CEO Tufan Ergin-Bilgic, discussing Standard Chartered's stance on ESG investment under Bill Winters, and dissecting the latest controversies and strategic moves from Tesla and Elon Musk. In today's segment, we delve into the dynamic world of technology and finance, starting with notable actions from some of the industry's leading figures. Jeff Bezos of Amazon and Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan have made headlines by selling off substantial portions of their stock, a move that's stirring both curiosity and concern. This shift comes as we explore deeper into Jeff Bezos's financial world. As the mastermind behind Amazon, Bezos's investment strategies and lavish expenditures have always been under the microscope, offering us a glimpse into the workings of one who has long dominated the wealth rankings. Simultaneously, Amazon's influence is under scrutiny as its operational methodologies redefine procurement and manufacturing, showcasing the widespread impact of its strategies on global business practices. This analysis intersects with the challenges faced by Rivian, an emergent star in the electric vehicle sector, which has encountered obstacles manifested in workforce reductions and depreciating stock values. These hurdles reflect the broader difficulties loaded by newcomers to the electric vehicle landscape. Moreover, the recent liquidation of over $11 billion in company stocks by major corporate leaders further thickens the plot, igniting debates about market foresight and the need for corporate openness. This event ties into the unsettling news of Thrasio's bankruptcy, signaling potential upheaval in the Amazon aggregator space, which prompts a reevaluation of the sustainability and future of e-commerce aggregators. Such developments paint a vivid picture of an evolving narrative at the intersection of technological innovation and financial maneuvering. As we journey through the realms of power, wealth, business, and beyond, these unfolding stories serve as markers of our times. Join us as we continue to uncover the nuances of these trends in our forthcoming episodes. In the latest updates from Lufthansa, the airline has been making significant headlines due to a variety of reasons, from wage negotiations to major corporate restructuring. In its efforts to resolve an ongoing wage negotiation deadlock, Lufthansa has presented a new offer to the trade union, Verdi. Despite the proposal, the two sides have yet to reach an agreement, indicating that more discussions are forthcoming. Further complicating matters, Lufthansa is undergoing a substantial transformation at the top, with 4 out of its 6 board members stepping down as part of an ambitious strategy for strategic growth. This move is aimed at making Lufthansa more agile and competitive globally. Despite the extensive changes, Carsten Spohr will continue serving as the chief executive officer, representing the only figure from the previous leadership to retain his role. This overhaul reflects Lufthansa's commitment to a fresh start and a new direction by rejuvenating nearly its entire board of directors with new faces. Additionally, Verdi has intensified its stance in the tariff dispute with Lufthansa by calling for a 3-day strike affecting only the technical operations. This action by the labor union adds another layer of challenge for the airline, highlighting the potential difficulties ahead if a resolution is not reached swiftly. Stay tuned for more updates on these unfolding stories within Lufthansa as we continue to monitor the developments. In recent news from the British Post Office, a series of significant events underscores the ongoing crises within the institution. At the forefront of these developments is the revocation of the former Post Office boss, Paula Venells CBE, a consequence of the Horizon IT scandal's fallout. This controversy falsely implicated many postmasters in financial discrepancies, leading to wrongful convictions. Compounding the post office's woes, current Chief Henry Staunton faces intense scrutiny and an investigation following revelations at a compensation hearing for affected postmasters. A former post office chair has also publicly accused Staunton of misconduct during a parliamentary hearing on postmasters' compensation, further stirring the controversy. The organization's operational flaws are laid bare by criticisms of its business model as ineffective and dysfunctional, as voiced by a former sub-postmaster, alongside reports revealing a toxic culture of disbelief among its top management. Board members are said to be overwhelmed by the crisis and historical challenges facing the post office, which was exacerbated by an attempt by a former chairman to double the chief executive's pay amid the organization's myriad problems. Amid these troubles, Alan Bates, a key figure in the campaign against the post office scandal, shares a bleak outlook on resolving these issues. He highlights the government's shortcomings in meeting compensation targets for those wrongfully accused, pointing to a long road ahead for achieving justice and reform within the post office. The aggregation of these events and criticisms paints a dire picture of the post office's leadership and governance. This tumultuous phase emphasizes the urgent need for accountability and substantial structural reforms to rectify long-standing grievances of postmasters and reinstill trust in this esteemed institution. Today in Reddit News, the platform known for its significant influence on internet culture is making waves with its announcement to go public. Reddit has officially filed for an initial public offering IPO, offering its vast community of Redditors a unique chance to buy stock in the company. This marks a pivotal milestone, showing Reddit's evolution from a basic online forum to a global influence on social interaction, information sharing, and financial markets, highlighted by events like the Wall Street Bets saga. The route to public listing brings its own drama. Notably, Reddit's IPO filings have left out co-founder Alexis Ohanian, sparking speculations about potential internal conflicts or strategic pre-IPO decisions. Further complicating the narrative, Reddit recognizes that protests from moderators present a significant risk to their business model. These protests, which impact third-party tools vital for content moderation and community management, underscore the crucial balance Reddit must strike between supporting its user-driven mission and operating a significant online platform. Despite the excitement, Reddit has kept crucial IPO details under wraps, including the number of shares and the exact timeline, only revealing plans to list under the ticker symbol RDDT on the New York Stock Exchange. This lack of detail fuels speculation and anticipation among investors and tech enthusiasts, all keenly watching Reddit's transition into the financial arena. Moving beyond Reddit, the digital landscape continues to challenge ethical boundaries, as seen in debates over the legality and morality of new profit-making methods. A discussion of note is about an individual in the U.S. setting up an LLC for software sales with a focus on privacy, wrestling with state registration and ownership anonymity. This situation reflects the broader tension between privacy concerns, profitability, and ethical considerations in today's digital economy. From the strategic steps of platforms like Reddit to the individual maneuvers of entrepreneurs, the digital world is evolving in complex and exciting ways. We'll keep you posted with the latest updates and analyses on these and other stories. Thanks for listening to Podcast Name. Remember to subscribe for the latest insights on tech, culture, and news. Until next time. Under the leadership of CEO Tufan Erginbilgic, Rolls-Royce, the renowned British engineering firm known for its luxury automobiles and aerospace engines, has notably shifted its financial trajectory in 2023, reporting a significant profit surge to £1.6 billion. This financial rebound, marking a major turnaround from its previous standings, reflects a rigorous cost-cutting strategy and a strategic repositioning of the company's operations that Erginbilgic spearheaded. These efforts not only resulted in the company's profits more than doubling in 2023, but also led to a 22% increase in revenue, signaling robust performance across its key sectors, particularly in power systems and defense, amid global geopolitical tensions. This remarkable financial upturn was achieved despite Rolls-Royce's decision to eliminate up to 2,500 jobs as part of its efficiency drive, a testament to the firm's focused endeavor to streamline operations and ensure sustainably profitable growth. The management's execution of cost reductions has been on track, contributing significantly to improving the business landscape for Rolls-Royce amidst a challenging global environment. With these strategic moves, including achieving record-breaking orders and stabilizing the business through difficult but necessary job cuts, Rolls-Royce's fortunes appear to be on a promising new trajectory. The financial rejuvenation and strategic reshaping underscore the company's enduring significance in luxury vehicles and aerospace engines, pointing to a potentially brighter future despite the tough choices required to navigate the complexities of the global marketplace. In today's finance news, we spotlight Standard Chartered and its chief executive, Bill Winters, who has seen his pay package soar by 22% to £7.8 million for the year 2023. This increase marks the highest compensation Winters has received in 8 years, signaling strong financial health for the bank. This surge in Winters' pay coincides with a notable 19% rise in the bank's annual pre-tax profits, which have reached £4 billion. Amid criticism of woke capitalism, CEO Bill Winters staunchly defends Standard Chartered's dedication to environmental, social, and governance ESG investing. Despite facing backlash, Winters emphasizes the importance of integrating societal and environmental concerns with profit-making. This approach underscores a shift among business leaders toward balancing profitability with sustainable practices, positioning Standard Chartered as a leader in addressing broader concerns that extend beyond mere financial performance. Keep an eye out for more updates on how this strategy impacts the banking sector overall and what it means for Standard Chartered's future financial outcomes. In the latest news surrounding Tesla and its CEO, Elon Musk, an array of developments spans technological innovation, controversies, and significant engagements on the global stage. One particularly odd incident saw Tesla embroiled in what can only be described as a pastry debacle. A bakery owner accused the company of canceling an order of 4,000 mini pies, which resulted in a $16,000 loss for the business. This episode echoed a similar situation involving an order for 2,000 cupcakes. Musk addressed the claims and has since ensured the bakery was compensated, settling the bill for the pies. On the political front, Musk's recent visit to the White House, where he conversed with senior aides about technology policy without meeting President Biden, underscores his considerable influence in tech policy circles. This engagement hints at Musk's broader role in shaping discussions beyond his immediate business interests. Internationally, Tesla faces challenges, notably in Sweden, where it's in dispute with Swedish unions over collective bargaining issues affecting the deployment of charging stations. This is indicative of the larger hurdles Tesla encounters as it broadens its global presence. Controversy also follows Musk personally, as seen in his contentious comments suggesting financier Jeffrey Epstein was murdered rather than having committed suicide in prison. These remarks contribute to the complex and often provocative nature of Musk's public persona. Financial challenges are also part of Tesla's current narrative. The electric vehicle giant has seen its value decrease by $188 billion amid concerns over a slowdown in global electric vehicle sales. This financial downturn is exacerbated by a number of advertisers withdrawing, underscoring apprehensions about Tesla's market standing and the future viability of the EV market. Adding to the competitive dynamics of the electric vehicle sector, Musk's skeptical views on the survival of companies like Lucid and Rivian, particularly his suggestion that Rivian may confront bankruptcy within 6 quarters, stoked debates on the challenges faced by newcomers to the EV market. Lastly, Tesla's environmental impact is under scrutiny after accusations of exceeding pollution limits, spotlighting a dispute with a local water authority over associated costs. This issue highlights the complex balance Tesla seeks between innovation and environmental responsibility. Thus, the world of Tesla and Elon Musk continues to captivate with its mixture of pioneering endeavors, contentious issues, and debates, marking an ever-evolving saga that keeps public interest piqued and opinions divided. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to catch our next weekly business episode for more insights and stories that could change the way you see the world of commerce.